This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Observers are speculating that the federal government shutdown could last until January, when the new House Democratic majority approves a budget without the wall, putting the burden on the Senate, Republicans, and the President. Since 2014, more than 2 million people, Venezuelans, have fled to Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, and Brazil in the largest displacement of people in the continent's history. About 98,000 Venezuelans have remained in Brazil, according to the United Nations. A new study by U.S. researchers suggests that between 67 million and 87 million people, including refugees, migrated for each five-year chunk, far higher than previous global estimates of 34 to 46 million migrants, and corresponding to 1.13% to 1.29% of the global population. Some states are stepping in to offset the shutdown. Utah moved to make sure visitor centers at Arches, Bryce Canyon, and Zion National Parks would not immediately go dark. New York is spending $65,000 a day to keep the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island open to tourists. Puerto Rico agreed to pay up to $80,000 for 2 weeks of services at the San Juan National Historic Site. Arizona has agreed to spend about $9,200 a day to make the shutdown invisible to visitors at Grand Canyon National Park. A giant dam in Ecuador in the shadow of an active volcano was built and financed by the Chinese to be paid by China, getting to keep 80% of Ecuador's most valuable export, oil, because many of the contracts are repaid in petroleum, not dollars. In fact, China gets oil at a discount, then sells it for an additional profit. The dam has never operated fully and is bankrupting the country, but China is getting paid. The U.S. government spends about $150 million a year to fight wildlife trafficking and poaching. Commerce Department, Homeland Security are investigating whether CZ, a Czech gun manufacturer, or its U.S. subsidiary, violated American laws by exporting rifles to Mozambique, and whether the company continued to sell weapons even after being warned as early as 2015 that the rifles were being used by poachers to kill protected wildlife in South Africa. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.